Okay, 992, please.
Request of Trina Sutton to address council regarding her backyard homeless transitional camp.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Trina Sutton. I've spoke before this council before, and two of you on the panel right now. I came here to talk about a proposed transitional area called My Backyard. That's the name we chose for it. But it was I had a really unique experience last night. I went to Gresham City Council. They finally figured out they have homeless in Gresham. So it was packed. We had 150 people there, standing room only. And I am not going to embellish this one little bit. It's on record. Police, everybody, presidents of neighborhood associations, faith-based community, civic organizations, private citizens, every single person that stood up and talked said the only viable answer right now is to put in more transitional areas. Now, these are not overnighters. These are people who would go and be in a safe place and transition into permanent housing, get back into the community. My people in the central southeast, which is off of 82nd, that is what they want. We cannot confuse, which I applaud the gentleman over here, criminality with homelessness. They're not synonymous. The homeless people that I represent do not want the criminals there anymore. Sometimes their lives involve criminal activity, such as drug use. So what I'm saying is we need to be progressive here, and I want to really applaud Mayor Hales over this declaration of emergency for homeless. That is very progressive. Something else Mayor Hales did, he went out with a couple of my friends that are park rangers and visited my people over there. And I knew he was going, but I chose to not go out there. David asked me to, one of the park rangers. And I said, no, I don't want to influence. You need to go out, and I want him to see what I see every single day. I need to put many people into areas. I have so many allies. This is not a Trina Sutton project. This, I don't bring my board in because they work during the day. I have to have something tangible. There is a piece of property on 105th and Foster. Now, a police officer brought this to my attention. He also brought it to my attention that his brother up in Washington has shipping containers that he's willing to donate. Those are $2,000 a piece to get here, and he already renovated shipping containers for the U.S. Marshals Service. We can put people into these transitional camps, give them safety that are drug and alcohol free, 24-hour security, just like Right to Dream 2, and give them a real shot at succeeding in life, because they're not safe out there either. I don't know if anyone here would have been aware of it. We had a predator over there who sexually assaulted a 66-year-old man. U.S. Marshals were looking for him, Clackamas Sheriff's Office, Portland Police. Transit cops got him, but do you know how they got him? Because homeless people provided the intel to get him. They don't want the drug dealers out there. They don't want any of these people out there. People have got to stop confusing criminals with homeless. They are not the same.
Thank you very much, Trina. Thank you for what you're doing. Thanks.